Cannon Blast. I'm already 10 minutes and 15 seconds late, and I can't find a bridge across this ruddy river. Oh, India. Oh, what kind of godforsaken place is this? I suppose I'll have to find a boat to take me across. Let me ask that simple peasant. Excuse me, simple peasant.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me where I can find a boat to take me across this confounded river?
You can ask Bala, sir. He's taking a nap under that tree over there.
Thank you. Excuse me, old chap. Are you, Are you Bala the boatman?
Yes, yes.
I have to cross the river as soon as I can.
Acha.
Swiftly, lead me to your boat. Come on, I'm in a hurry.
Here it is, sir.
Where?
Just here, sir.
I say, do you expect me to climb onto that piece of wood? I'm not going to be seen dead in that. Ha, it will probably sink halfway across.
No, no, sir. This boat is very safe. Only the other day, I got my uncle and auntie and their 8 children to squeeze in. No trouble. And yesterday, I had a farmer, a herd of 2 camels and 3 cows, 4 babajis and my mother-in-law on top. And she's at least 200 kgs, sir.
Really? By Jove. Well, I suppose I don't have any choice in the matter, eh?
But no, it's too dangerous to cross the river, sir.
There's a storm coming up.
A storm? Ridiculous! It's beautiful weather. There's not a single cloud in the sky.
I'm telling you, there is a storm coming up. Trust me, sir.
I'll pay you 20 rupees. 30. All right, I'll pay you 50.
Okay. Climb in, sir.
Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya Govinda jaya jaya Gopala jaya jaya Govinda jaya
jaya. Hurry up, will you? I haven't got all day.
Oh, do not worry, sir.
Don't worry! Don't you know who I am? I'm Professor Swatalot! B.A., Ph.D., M.A., M.A.D. I'm making the opening speech today at the university on the subject of science and rational, logical thinking.
Oh, very nice, sir. You are very important.
And,
what about you? Have you been to a university, old chap?
No, sir.
Polytechnic? One of those engineering sandwich courses or something?
No, sir.
You have a few A-levels under your belt, I hope.
But I'm not wearing belt, sir.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant... it doesn't matter. So, have you studied at all? Can you actually read?
No, sir, I can't. But I do listen to the pandits reciting Mahabharata or Bhagavad Sapta.
Those old folk tales. Piffle! That's not study. You can't read. You can't study. You know, you've wasted 25% of your life. Do you hear me? 25%.
25%, sir? Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. Oh, look, Professor, look! It's Surabhi!
What? Where? What did...
Surabhi, my pet cow, sir. She's just over there, standing by the bank of the Ganga. Surabhi! Harimal! She has probably walked from the village to get a little water to drink.
Why don't you keep her fenced off in a field or something?
Oh, no, sir. The cow is our mother. You don't keep your mother fenced off.
I wish I could. Anyway, I can't see anything special about the cow.
That's because you're too busy eating them.
And why not? The cow is a meal on 4 legs, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, Krishna.
The only decent cow is one inside a big, juicy hamburger.
Please, sir, please. I have never eaten animal flesh. And what to speak of eating a cow who's just like our mother, providing us with milk from which you can make ghee, dahi, lassi.
You're one of those vegetarians, I see. It's time for you chaps to become civilized. You know, you've wasted 50% of your life.
50%, sir? I'm very sorry to hear that.
And so you should. So you should. Now be quiet. I have to practice my university speech.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, we are all gathered here today in the name of science and rational thinking. Welcome, everyone. I, Professor Swatterlot, am deeply honored to have been chosen... Lords, ladies and gentlemen, science is a concept in itself, and we stand at the brink of a brave new world. I say, can you be quiet, please? I'm trying to rehearse my speech on rational and logical thinking, and I can't concentrate when you sing those silly songs.
My song is not silly, sir. I'm chanting the Lord's holy names. It makes me very happy.
Oh, you still believe in God, do you?
Oh, yes, sir, of course.
I say, how out of touch you are. Shall I tell you how it all happened? How it all began? Well, you see, one day, a long, long time ago, there was this mighty explosion. Boom!
Krishna!
It is called the Big Bang, you see. Then, as time went by, planets, like the Earth, formed, and one vast primordial soup dominated the Earth's surface. It was dark brown, slushy, full of all kinds of bits and pieces, you see.
Ah, Uradal!
Shh! In the soup were molecules which came together by chance to form cells which reproduced, you see. After a time, some cells came together and made fish. The fish mated, and their children's children's children crawled onto the land, you see, and they grew and grew, and later they became dinosaurs!
Your very story is scaring me, Baba!
And when the dinosaurs died out, little furry creatures took over, and some climbed up trees and became monkeys.
Hanuman Gide!
Shh! Some of the Hanumans... just stop interrupting! Some of the clever monkeys climbed down the trees again, and then gradually they stood up straight. And these were the first primitive humans. The most civilized and intelligent of these migrated into Europe, you see. However, the best ones of all became the English. And some quite good ones went to America. The elite of the English went to Oxford and to Cambridge. And of those, the best went to Oxford.
Which one did you go to, sir?
Why? Oxford, of course. Some of us wrote all about the wonderful theory of evolution. How man descended from the monkey.
Your grandfather may have been a monkey, sir, but mine certainly wasn't.
Ha! You don't know anything, do you? If you don't believe in evolution, then you've wasted 75% of your life. Do you hear? 75%.
Govinda jaya jaya gopal jaya jaya Govinda jaya jaya gopal jaya jaya
I say, Govinda started jaya, to rain. Jaya, 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 hey, get a move on, will you? All my notes are getting wet.
I'm going as quickly as I can, sir.
Well, this is not quick enough. Hurry up! Jaya, jaya, what the devil? Oh no, the rain's getting worse. My God! The boat's filling up! The boat's filling up! Look, there's a small hole in one corner on the floor.
Quick! Give me your finger, sir! Quick, sir! Here! Very good. Now keep your finger in the hole, sir.
What? Stay on my hands and knees at the bottom of a wretched boat? Who do you think I am?
Please keep your finger in the hole, sir!
I'm Professor Swatterlot, B.A., M.A., Ph.D.
Please, sir! Don't! We're nearly across!
That's better.
Please, put your finger back, otherwise we sink, sir!
Stop moaning, man! Just row faster, will you?
Govinda jaya jaya gopala jaya jaya Govinda jaya jaya gopala jaya jaya.
Oh no, the water's spurting in.
Govinda jaya jaya gopala jaya jaya.
Oh no, my notes.
Govinda jaya jaya gopala jaya jaya.
We're sinking. Thinking? That's a ticket. Do some good, that.
No, sir, we're sinking. Look.
Oh no. Oh.
We have to swim. I'm going. closer! Come on! The bank's not far away! Swim!
Swim? Swim? But I can't swim! Oh no, my notes! My notes!
Sir, if you can't swim, you have wasted 100% of your life! To the doggy paddle, sir!
Doggy paddle? What's that?
Hurry, sir!
Help! I'm drowning! Help! My notes! My notes! Help! Please!
I'd better help him. Oh, you're very heavy, sir.
Where am I?
Hannibal!
What happened? Oh no, my speech! My notes! My notes! You saved my life. I don't know what to say.
My boat. My boat.
I'm sorry about your boat, old chap. Here, take this. I hope this will be enough.
Oh, thank you, sir. Hannibal!
Yes, Harry Bone.